headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Sophie with your 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, Caboolture Hospital's outpatient clinic has found 38 patients did not get follow-up care after a major review of medical scans, which was completed early this week. A change to internal procedures in the hospital in April 2023 meant that scans of more than 12,500 patients may not have been seen by doctors. Metro North Health only became aware of this issue in early September when a cancer patient who was unaware they had advanced cancer died in a 5-week delay in receiving scans. Since this, a team has been reviewing over 21,000 scans to identify patients who had serious findings but did not receive follow-up care. The 38 patients identified have been contacted for follow-up.
In national news, National Southerners will join the Liberal Party later this week to further discuss their majority view of dumping net zero. The scheduled Sunday meeting will see three people representing each party to finalise a policy position. Those in the Liberal Party who believe they should continue with efforts towards the 2050 goal, say only under the conditions that it does not lower grid reliability or impact power costs. Liberal leader Susan Lee will announce the party's decision on net zero after the Sunday meeting.
The New South Wales government has announced today that they will invest $130 million into crisis accommodation beds across the state. The accommodation will support people experiencing homelessness, including domestic and family violence victims. The plan comes after a continuing rise in homelessness in the state and will add at least 200 beds, which will be available from next year.
In international news, 3,000 people have been evacuated in Taiwan in anticipation of tropical storm Feng Wang, which has already killed 25 people and displaced 1.4 million people in the Philippines. Tuesday morning saw winds of up to 108 kilometers per hour and gusts of 137 kilometers per hour, and schools and offices were closed. The Philippines experienced flash flooding, landslides, and winds of up to 185 kilometers per hour and gusts at 230 kilometers per hour. The tropical storm is predicted to make landfall on Wednesday afternoon and into the evening local time and has been losing intensity. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.